This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. As the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump enters a new week, the lawyer for the whistleblower whose concerns about Mr. Trump's Ukraine telephone call, which set off the House impeachment probe, says his client has agreed to answer written questions from Republicans. Attorney Mark Zade tweeted Sunday that the whistleblower will answer questions from House Republicans in writing under oath and penalty of perjury. Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us Mr. Trump and his congressional party loyalists still argue that this is a witch hunt.
Republicans continued casting doubt on the legitimacy of the investigation led by Democrats that so far has been conducted behind closed doors.
Madam Speaker, when you look through this resolution and you see how one-sided, how Soviet-style this is running, this is the United States of America. Don't run a sham process, a tainted process like this resolution ensures.
Trump, too, has been far from silent.
The Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics. The impeachment thing is a hoax. Now, whether or not they try pulling it off, it would be a disgrace.
Dozens of Republicans sit on committees involved in the impeachment probe. But the president's defenders say that's not enough. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi police officials say security forces shot dead three protesters and wounded 19 during a nighttime attack on the Iranian consulate in the Shiite holy city of Karbala in southern Iraq. The anti-government protests in Karbala and elsewhere in Iraq have been fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites. More than 250 people have been killed since the protests began last month. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News.